Salutan, kai bon venen el Tuatech Radio. Or in other words, hello and welcome to Tuatech Radio. This is Zach from PacketSniffers.org, and I'm going to be your humble host for this edition. So sit back, kids, and enjoy that crazy swinging beat. It's gonna be a fun ride. Now, you may have noticed that language that I greeted you with at the beginning of the episode. That, my friends, is Esperanto, and it's one of the most widely spoken constructed international languages. The name itself is derived from Doctoro Esperanto, which translates to one who hopes. Now, this language was introduced in a text called Enua Libro in 1887 by L.L. Zamenhof. His goal was to have a flexible and easy international language as a universal second language to foster peace and international understanding. You see, the language itself isn't derived from one political system or nation. In a world where we see English as becoming the dominant force, and other languages that are being pushed by the wayside, Esperanto is a very good alternative for international communication. Although no country has adopted the language officially, it's enjoyed continuous usage by a community estimated at somewhere between 1 and 2 million speakers. By some estimates, there are about 1,000 native speakers of the language. Today, Esperanto is employed in world travel, correspondence, and cultural exchange. Some state education systems offer elective courses in Esperanto. There is evidence that learning Esperanto is a useful preparation for later language learning. Now, I can speak from personal experience. I've tried Spanish and German both, and also have picked up another language from an island called Plau. They're all very good languages, yet very hard for this plain old English speaker to comprehend sometimes. The syntaxes and the genders just get to me after a while. With Esperanto, you don't have that. It's a very easy first language, and I suggest anybody should give it a shot. Now, the big question here is, where do I go and learn about such things? Are there really things online that could help me learn this language, or am I going to have to go back to college? Fortunate for you, the Esperanto community is very forward-thinking. They got their stuff together, and they've constructed sites so you can learn on your own time at your own pace for free. Now, the site that I'm particularly talking about is learnu.net. That is L-E-R-N-U.net. Now, when I say that this site is full, I mean it is chocked full of all kinds of useful information. I mean, anything from introductory text to full-on courses. The courses don't end. I mean, I think there's about 20 of them on the site, and it goes from just normal word pronunciation all the way to advanced conversational theory. It's really good. Along with example audio files and everything, it makes for just a very comprehensive site. Yeah, I mean, it's your prime resource to learn this kind of stuff. I know that it's all that I've been using, and I'm doing pretty good so far. Now, why would you want to learn something like Esperanto? That's a question I get asked a lot. Well, haven't you ever had that secret desire to be able to speak another language with your friends without the outside world understanding what you're saying? Maybe you're in a situation where you'd like just a little bit more privacy in what you're talking about. We could break off into Esperanto and no one would be the wiser. So, in closing, Esperanto is a great resource and a great tool for those of any nation, any race, to sit down, talk universally, and have a little bit of fun. This has been Zach Campbell. Buonanotte, kai Dio benedica.